Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's 2 o'clock. Do you know where your money is? We've got apps to help you find it.
And I just found Homer Simpson in my iPad.
All of that plus the Giants won today, and we're in really good moods on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with colleagues and clients anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today at GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code iPad. And by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With the iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Yeah! So
we're starting
a little late, and Sarah's a little giddy because we were watching the National League Divisional Series, the Giants and the Reds, and our hearts go out to our friends in Cincinnati who really, it looked like I had given up.
I mean, it looked like it was over.
But the San Francisco Giants had not given up. We're talking about a game called baseball. Perhaps you heard of it.
Yeah.
And the Giants
best
just
out of five.
Won. Yeah.
Giants were down by two. So Reds go, well, it doesn't, you don't want to hear about all this.
No, they want to hear about the.
Hello, Sarah and Liam. On a recent episode.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a baby.
I don't even know what happened.
There was
then,
a baby.
I
swear.
It.
There was a baby appeared.
There was
appeared.
A baby on an iPad.
This is like 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Chad's excited, too. He's jumping forward.
So today we decided to cover money apps.
Because
what? You can. It used to be that people would use. Did you ever use Quicken as a younger person to manage your money?
When I was younger, I didn't manage my money at all.
Right.
So I'd love to say, sure, I was a real Quicken person. I probably should have.
Oh, man, I spent hours entering every month. I'd enter my statements into Quicken, and I'd do budgets and stuff. And but Quicken is kind of old school now.
There's
And frankly, the new apps, I think, on the iPad are better.
But Quicken is an iPad app now.
Well,
in fact, as of, exactly a week ago?
Yeah.
Came out October 3rd. Have you played around with it at all?
I have not. I sent you an email saying it exists.
Yes.
But the truth is, Intuit has two programs. And the one I prefer is something called Mint.
Yes.
Have you ever used Mint? Let me show you.
Yeah. In fact, Mint started out an indie program before Intuit bought them. And I got a little worried at first because I thought, is it going to change now because Mint is such a nice product?
So let me put some people's fears to rest to begin with. When you used Quicken from Intuit, you would have your statement, you would enter it in. Mint gives you much of the same information, but they pull all that information from the bank directly. And now that's a great convenience because you're no longer doing data entry. In fact, you can see how your money's doing. You can see what your net worth is. You can budget. You can plan. You can even get ideas for saving money, all without any data entry. But in order to do that, you have to give Mint the credentials for all of your financial accounts. Now, that worries people. In fact, it worried me. The first time I started using Mint, I started entering the data, and I said, what am I doing? And I backed off. It was a year later that Gina Trapani, our host on This Week in Google, wrote an article. She was the founder of Lifehacker and all that, wrote an article saying, I decided it was safe to use Mint. She had the same problems, looked into it. Mint uses a back-end service called Yodlee, which that's who gets your credentials. And Yodlee is used by almost all the major banks. In other words, they already have most of your credentials. You're not giving them any personal information they're going to use. It's safe to use. And boy, the benefit is fantastic. This is the front page of my Mint dashboard. Home run! And it's already, even though I have done no data entry, it has your accounts. And what it does that's kind of cool is it automatically categorizes transactions. Now, it's not a bad idea to go through your transactions periodically and see if Mint's categorizing them properly. But in my experience has been, it does a great job. It shows you saw that was spending by category, spending over time, It shows you the status of your accounts in real time all the time. How much you've got in loans, how much you've got in investments, how much you own in property. Here's my net income. It's a little bit varies, partly because
hey, you're in the green.
But I am in the green. You know, this is probably not the best example because some of the TWIP money goes through these accounts as well, so it's a little bit confusing. But then it tells you things like, and this is, by the way, how they make their money. This is absolutely free. There's a website, a Mint website. There is a desktop app for the Macintosh, and I'm pretty sure for Windows too, but it just sings on the iPad, iPhone as well. But the way they make money is, well, right here. You've spent over $600 on groceries in 6 months. Wouldn't you like to get 3% cash back on that? And it's an offer. Now, it's a very subtle offer, but this company, who is a credit card company, it's American Express, has purchased, in effect, purchased that observation. And so you can ignore these. I usually do. But this is how they make their money. It was with offers. You know, you just took out a loan for a car, but, you know, you could save 0.5% by going here, that kind of thing.
Which, I mean, all that stuff adds up over time.
Here's a good one. You've been hit with an ATM fee. Get an account with refunds on your ATM each month with Schwab High Yield Investor Checking. So you can, that's the ad, but it's a subtle ad, and it's actually a useful ad because it tells me
why you're losing money off
exactly.
of, you know. Even if you don't go with Schwab, it's like you could move over to some sort of a credit union, for example, and make sure that you at least minimize the fees. I think Mint is really helpful just so I know where all the little nickel and diming is coming from. Because, you know, I just found out the other day I had a 401k from like three jobs ago that was like taking out a $25 a month fee. And it took a while to realize that hundreds of dollars were exiting my 401k that should have just been stagnant, really.
Right.
Oh, was I mad.
You could get further information by drilling down. So I went into the category food and dining, and I see that most of my $1,500 this month, that's a lot. Please don't judge me. But
okay,
most of that
month.
Is groceries, okay? Here's restaurants. Here's fast food. So you could see how your budget is doing in a lot of different categories. Bills and auto and transport. How much is gas? How much is repairs? Things like that. I love Mint, and I recommend it. Don't be afraid. I do believe that it's safe and private to use. It's owned by Intuit now, and I think despite the fact that they've put out Quicken, this really is the app that you want to use because you don't want to do data entry.
Speaking of Quicken, so here's why I can't do much with it. I go ahead and load Quicken. Like I said, I'm not already a Quicken user, so I say, oh, yeah, it's my first time here. Get started. You need Quicken 2013 for Windows to use this app.
Well, there you go.
So if you've got Quicken 2013 for Windows, you're probably like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you might be watching iPad today because you also have an iPad. I know there's a lot of Windows users.
Right.
So that's good. Doesn't help me much.
Somebody in the chat room is saying now that Intuit owns them, they use Intuit as the back end instead of Yodlee. I actually hadn't looked into that, but that's fine, too. I trust Intuit. They have all that information as well. So now there's a competitor to this. It's called Page Once, and this is a new competitor. And I like it that there's this kind of competition in this field. Page Once has bill pay, which is the biggest difference between it and Mint. Now, you pay for bill pay. So this is essentially...
Although, I believe right now it is free for a limited time.
Right. That's what they just said on the thing. So it's a freemium service. Ultimately, that's how they want to make money.
Because you go, it's so convenient.
Right.
Oh, I'll just pay a little bit.
In fact, look, it says, your Bank of America bill is due in 21 days. Click the pay button, and you can do that. This is similar to Mint. It's not, as you can see, as graphical. I think it does a similar job. I haven't put as much information in here. I've just played with it, and then I said, no, you know what? I like Mint. But see, here's all my transactions. But see, I can't drill down on them. I can't in any way recategorize them. It does reports, bill pay history, all your transactions, bills month to month, where your money's going, that kind of thing. It's comparable to Page Once. It's free. Mint, it's free. You probably might want to try both of them and see what you like better. For my money, literally, I'm continuing to use Mint.
So,
Page Once also, by the way, is on the line as well as on
yes.
the iPad.
So, Bank Simple. We've heard about this forever.
So curious.
Right?
So, let me tell a story.
Okay, tell it.
So, Bank of America, which has been my bank since 1981, before you were born.
I wish that were
true. By the way, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, Leah.
So great. She's going to be 25.
I'm going to be 25.
Bank of America started putting what I consider ads in my online statement.
Yes, I have the same ads.
Yeah, you've seen them. I had sushi, for instance, and it says, hey, how'd you like to dine at Burger King? $5 off. And I thought, well, A, because I went to sushi does not mean I'm interested in dining at Burger King. And B, why is there an ad? I'm paying you.
Right.
I'm giving you my money. I shouldn't have to see an ad. They said, I actually talked to Bank of America. They said, no, that's not an ad. That's an offer. And it's for your own good. And you could turn it off. Mm-hmm. So I turn it off, and the next time I logged in, it was back. It doesn't stay off.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So it's a little disappointing. So I said, I tweeted, what's a better bank? Is there better? And a lot of people said credit bureau is better.
Yes.
I looked around, and I went to...
credit union.
A lot of people said Simple. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Simple, and you have to sign up.
Yeah, it's invite only.
And they said, maybe you'll be able to join in a few months.
Yeah, so this happened to me last year, I think
it was. So that's why I'm not using it. But I'm very curious. Because the idea of Simple was there was better banking, right? It was online bank only.
This is my Simple card.
But that's all it is a credit card.
Yeah.
It's not banking yet.
Here's what... Well, it's more than a credit card, but it's not really the same thing as a bank. So I signed up for Simple a while ago. I was finally let in to... You know, it's not even in beta. It's just you have to be invited for some reason.
It's a Visa card.
Yes, it's a Visa debit card. And you say, okay, well, how does that work?
Okay.
What you do is, if I wanted to transfer all of my money, which is not very much, but all of my money that's in Bank of America right now over to Simple, I could. Yeah, all right? So all my money goes there.
You should talk to the boss and get a raise because you're an invaluable employee. You really should be getting more money.
I agree. Do you think that he would be? He's pretty receptive to that sort of thing.
No. Why do you think he has so much money? Because he didn't give it to you.
What a jerk. I want 5% of this company.
You got it.
5%.
Deal.
Thank you. You want to shake on it?
No. You got to talk to her.
That's not going to work. None of my charms work on her. Shoot.
You're right. They work on me, not her.
Right. Okay. You get a debit
card. Marley.
I could transfer all of my money over to Simple. Mm-hmm. What's nice about my Simple card is anywhere that takes Visa, I can then use as my form of payment.
But all your banks will give you a debit card. That's not anything special.
Well, this also will let me get money out of ATMs that
anywhere
would normally charge me a fee.
And they rebate it?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's probably.
Yeah, because the bank still charges you, but
it's usually how the credit union.
The
they'll make sure that you're refunded. Now, it's not necessarily at all ATMs. In fact, let me just open up the Simple app. We are talking about Simple.
So they have an app.
Also, is an app. Yeah, they do. Chad, don't take it quite yet. Okay, now take it.
Yeah, this is, by the way, tricky for us to show you our financial records.
This is tough, and I actually haven't. I'm still in the process of setting up Simple because I have to figure out, you know, what's good and bad about it. But this would be, you know, my activity page were I to start using my card. This would be, like, if I wanted to set up automatic payments to somebody. You know, if I pay MG once a month for rent, which I do because we split the rent and he just writes the check. That's something that I could do regularly.
I like that. It does it automatically?
Well, you can set it up to do pretty much whatever. But the only thing that's weird is, like, it'll send him a check. So I said 140 Keller just because I didn't want to type in my actual address.
Right.
But it will send MG a check, which is...
Well, at least you don't have to write it. I mean, it's simpler than...
He doesn't want a check.
You know,
I know that. I mean, right now, we're both B of A customers, and I just transfer electronically.
That's a lot easier.
That's a lot easier. But, hey,
but that's not the fault of Simple. That's because we are still living in a kind of an interim period where we have, you know, 19th century banking rules with 21st century technology.
Exactly. If I wanted to show the ATMs that are nearby me that are participating where there wouldn't be any fees, I'd
just
go ahead and say
system?
ATM.
What is this system?
Well, I am showing a 7-Eleven. And
there's not a whole lot. You
7-Eleven and a CVS.
CVS.
So
you're not using bank ATMs. You're using those weird ones that are in the drugstore. I never trust those. I always feel like some crook rolled a the Quick Stop. Well, that's good.
And the Chevron. Well, that I understood it to be that it's not within the store because those shouldn't be charging you fees anyway. That's just an ATM.
7-Eleven uses Citibank. The chat room knows everything about this. You know,
I just don't, like, the thing is like, I'm trying to love this, but I just feel like, what is
It's not that special.
I mean, if the interest rate was really high.
Can you write checks?
I wouldn't want to.
But could you? Some people still want checks, you know.
That's a good question. I'd probably have to go online.
My psychiatrist actually demands Krugerrands. I don't know, is that typical? He wants it in gold.
Simple says that they use Allpoint, the ATM network
Allpoint. Okay, that's not, you know, that's why it's not a big...
Now it also says you can pay anybody by electronic funds transfer. So there you go.
As long as they take electronic funds transfer.
Right.
Right.
And I could have my TWIT paycheck automatically...
Direct deposit.
Direct deposited into
And what
into
are the fees
Simple
like
account.
On Simple? Are they, is it, did you check?
There are no fees.
It's free?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So it's free checking.
I mean, there would be no incentive to use it unless...
Otherwise.
Yeah. Why would
you? Well, what they're pitching is it's simplified, it's online, it's very electronic. So I ended up, by the way, to finish that story, going with a bank called USAA that is a virtual bank. It's an online bank. A lot of people recommended credit unions. And I do agree, checking with your local credit union is probably the best way to go because they're nonprofits. But USAA is a great bank. They have an app on the iPhone, iPad. Well, it's an iPhone app on the iPad. It lets me take pictures of checks to deposit it, mm-hmm. which is fantastic.
It seems like magic.
You have to there's some special qualification rules, and I don't know if other banks do this. Chase does it, and Bank of America also allow you picture deposits. But at least with USAA, you either have to have a credit card with them. You have to have established that you're credit worthy, because in effect, they're trusting you to take a picture of something that actually is a check. And then putting money, giving you actual money.
Right.
So yeah. They want you to fill out, you either have to have a loan agreement or you have to have a credit card with USAA. USAA also, for the full features, requires that you or a family member have served in the United States Armed Forces. And since my father-in-law was in the Navy, I got to use USAA. I've used them for insurance for years, and I've been very happy with the banking experience.
You know, they do have restrictions, though, because my dad did serve.
Right.
And I don't exactly remember. Maybe it's because, you know, he's no longer living.
Was he an officer?
No.
You have to be an officer.
Oh. Well, that's why.
That's why.
I don't know. Was he? I don't think so.
It's your dad.
He just said, yeah, it was bad.
It's for the military and veterans and their families. And I believe you need to have been a commissioned officer to get all the benefits of USAA.
My mom would know. I don't think he was an officer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So in any event... There are some pretty good ways to do this, and yet we're still in kind of this interim period where it's a mixed system. You know, I would love it if everybody take electronic payments, and then you had a bill pay system like Page Once that would just pay everybody. You could say, hey, electronic bill, electronic payment. I don't want a bill in my mail, and mm-hmm. I still get bills. Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all the time. It's infuriating.
So someday we will move on.
Hey, you found one other app called Money for iPad Free.
Yeah. So you didn't download that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you send it to me not because you liked it, because you wanted me to do some
research? I sent it to you
because
I wanted you to try it, because I have, but I'll download it right now.
Well, so will I.
This is one of the hot apps.
Downloads.
and it's free. You know why I thought it was interesting is it's pretty. It's kind of skeuomorphic. But, you know, the truth is, even if we download it now, we're not going to be able to set it up because you have to put accounts in it and everything.
Oh,
but if you look at it, it is, according to Apple, the number one iPad app. It has lots of pretty graphs and so forth.
It only has 7 reviews, though. So make sure that you take that into account.
Well, that's
not
a good
like
point.
700 yeah. great reviews. Yeah. There's just the
that's
7.
But that's of the current version, which just came out. So it is highly downloaded. I haven't used it. Maybe somebody in the chat room has. It's called Money for iPad. It is free, which means it's easy enough.
All of these apps
try.
Are free, though.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not necessarily free to use for certain services,
like
but yeah. all of these, everything we've talked about is free, at least
I
to
just
download.
Think it's really interesting because I really think that for a long time, the personal computer, one of the number one uses for a personal computer in the home was Intuit's Quicken or Microsoft's Money. It was entering in your check data. I even remember when I got my first computer, a magazine that I typed in a whole basic program that was basically a check register. This was one of the first applications. Now it's kind of automatic, and mostly what you're doing is looking at the reports to see what the results are, to see what your budget is. And I think getting that kind of information on a tablet is just a natural way to do it. So I think it's a great start. Mint, Page Once, and then those other two programs.
Quicken. Money for iPad Free. And by the way, if you're like, I want to do banking or keep better control of my finances on my iPad, and you guys went through all the stuff and Leo mentioned something and I'm lost, don't worry, because we'll put all of the notes in our show notes for this episode, which is episode 119. 119
yeah, and,
episodes long, people.
And by the way, to clarify, anybody can join USAA, but for the full range of benefits, I think you need to have been a commission.
For the good stuff.
Well, and I think some of the good stuff, like automatic check deposit.
That too.
Yeah.
Twit.tv/IPT, by the way, is where you go to not only catch up on episodes, we've got subscription links, and that's how you can make sure that you don't miss a show or have to think about whether we're late because we're watching some baseball game and not shooting on time.
Are you still feeling good about the Giants?
I'm feeling really good about it. I feel like I'm finally
coming
back down to earth a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, our show brought to you today by the great folks at Citrix who do GoToMeeting. Now you can join a meeting on an iPad. This is mind-boggling. GoToMeeting works Mac or PC. Set it up in your office. In fact, you could try it free for 30 days right now. GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use our offer code iPad. And then, if you're meeting with your team, collaborating with folks, or doing training, or maybe you're meeting with clients, pitching them, GoToMeeting is there, and it's so easy for them to use. They could join a meeting, of course, on their Mac or their PC, but also on an iPad. Using this new HD Faces, you'll see them, they'll see you, the picture is spectacularly good. Look, she's even using the earbuds and the microphone, and she's on the meeting. Now, they also have free teleconferencing. And all of this, $49 a year to start meetings, and attending meetings, of course, is free. The app is free as well. GoToMeeting.com. You want it to be easy for your clients, especially if you're doing pitch meetings. You know, we'd like you to buy ads on Twit. We do this all the time. We do go to meetings. They can see our screen, our presentation, and they see us. And it's a great way to build rapport, build trust. Now, we got an iPad to give away.
Oh, are we going to do that today?
We don't have a winner today. You know why?
Why?
Because they want to run it another week.
Oh, okay.
So you get an extra chance.
We're
going to give you till October 18th.
That is 1 week from today.
So I won't be here.
Well, that's stupid. But I guess that, I don't know, how are we going to do that? I'm just going to have to give it away without you.
You can give it away
but
without me.
But you have to sign it.
I am going to sign it.
Because I'm telling people that you're going to sign it.
I am going to sign it. And so is Sarah Lane.
That's not true.
So here's how this works. You're not going to sign it?
Well, nobody wants that. They want Leo Laporte to sign
it. They want you to sign it. You're the host of iPad
Today. Let's get real, okay? I'm just a filler.
So here's how you win. We're going to pick at random from people who tweet where in the world they would want to be and who they would want to meet with if they were using GoToMeeting on their iPad.
And be creative, right? The whole point is
where. Who and where. And then the most important thing is to use this hashtag. If you don't use this hashtag, we won't find your tweet. Hashtag is
iPad Today Free.
iPad Today Free, all one word. Make sure you put that in the tweet, because then what we're going to do is we're going to get all the tweets that have that hashtag, iPad Today Free, and we'll just pick at random from somebody. The contest is for legal U.S. residents only. Rules and regulations on our website, inside.twit.tv. And what we're going to do is we're going to get the iPad, we're going to sign it, we're going to throw in some stickers, other stuff. We'll throw in some stuff, some fun stuff. No,
I love
seriously.
That. We're going to give you an iPad, and we'll throw in some stickers, too.
We'll put
if
something
that weren't enough.
We'll put something of value in there.
We'll throw in a mint candy.
I will.
Something really special.
I'll put in a candy. I'll put in a candy. Anyway, so here's what you do. Again, just tweet from your account. You can create a free Twitter account if you don't have one. And just tweet where you'd like to be and who you'd like to be meeting with on your brand new GoToMeeting on the iPad. And make sure you use the hashtag iPadTodayFree. Good luck. We will pick a winner and announce that winner. A legal U.S. resident only, please, because this is complicated, but
it's
for legal reasons.
It's complicated stuff.
We'll announce it next Thursday. Who's going to be? You know yet who's going to do the show with you?
I don't. I would announce who I want it to be, but, you know, I just got to
We'll figure it out.
And you're going to be away because you're going to a Madonna concert, is that right? Is that what's going on? Okay. No judgment.
Olivia Newton-John was booked.
No, you know, Madonna was just in San Jose or something. Is that where she
yeah.
was here somewhere
you know what's
recently?
Funny is
and people
I,
said it was an amazing
oh,
show.
Oh, it's going to be a great show.
I don't
show.
Know why you didn't just go to that one. They
because they were
the
sold
off.
Out. And we actually looked all over the country, and Denver had tickets. And I thought, hey, drive to San Jose or fly to Denver. Six of one, half a dozen the other.
Something's weird about this whole thing. But you know what? You go have fun. You sing Material Girl with the best of them.
I am going to... Oh, I got my bustier ready.
And the cones.
So,
the cones, you know.
In fact, I'm going to borrow those little microphones that we use.
Yeah.
And just bring it with me.
They'll be good for something.
Something.
Hey, so, you know, what do you think about this whole... I assume you talked about it on Windows Weekly this week. iOS coming to... I'm sorry, Windows Office coming to iOS. Not iOS, coming to Microsoft.
That would be interesting.
That would be just weird.
Yeah, and so Mary Jo Foley, who is an expert on all this and has lots of inside sources, The Verge was quoting a Czech Republic. They don't call it Czechoslovakia anymore.
But Microsoft product manager Peter Bobek said, yes, we are planning to release a native iOS and Android version of Office in March 2013.
When did he say that?
In the Czech Republic.
Yeah, okay. Read more. Because then at the bottom of the article, it says, update.
The information shared by our Czech subsidiary is not accurate. We do not have anything further to share at this time. That's a non-denial.
That's exactly what Mary Jo Foley said. And she's an expert in parsing Microsoft's non-denial denials. Here's what she said. The information was inaccurate merely means that there's something in there that's not quite right.
Right.
In fact, they think it will be May, not March. But what was interesting is it seemed, and The Verge, by the way, said that one of our people there saw an internal memo that said it would not only be on iOS, it would be on Android, Windows Phone, and Symbian, of all things. And I suspect, what we don't know is how it's going to be. Is it going to be an app? Is it going to be a paid app? But Mary Jo Foley said she suspected that it would very likely be a subscription app that would go along with your subscription to Office 2013 on your Mac or your Windows machine, and very likely share that data via SkyDrive. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I think it's clear that Microsoft wants Office to be on every platform that people might want to use Word, Excel, PowerPoint on, and they will make it available for the iPad. But don't expect it in March, maybe a little later.
There was a really interesting video that was posted on Techno Buffalo yesterday about the iPad bringing print advertising back to life. Chad, can you roll this video? Because I could explain it to you, but it won't seem cool until you watch it. So this whole thing is
Cineprint technology.
Sports Illustrated magazine.
Yeah.
This is the Sports Illustrated magazine. There's a Lexus ad in the magazine, right? They've got an iPad.
Yeah.
They download the iPad app for Sports Illustrated.
This is like a David Copperfield.
Then you go ahead and press play on the ad. The iPad is now in the middle of the magazine. The light is coming through onto the page from behind.
So it's like a semi-transparent page, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's just, I think the light just works, right? We're also in a darkened room. And then you watch the ad like this. First of all, hey, you know what? That's cool for 2 seconds. Who will ever do this?
No one.
Ever. This is so weird. And also, it's not like the car is going to move.
It's just glowing.
It's just fancy. It's fancy stuff that goes around the car. Oh, well, it kind of looks like it's moving now, but it's still not moving.
All right, I might do that, because that's kind of cool.
Isn't that bizarre?
That reminds me of the Simpsons ride at Universal Studios.
But like,
where you're actually not going anywhere, but you think you are.
I'm explaining how this works, so everyone watching is like, okay, we get it. But do you know how confusing that would be if you're just like, I like Sports Illustrated. There's a Lexus ad. And then in fine print, it's like,
no one is going
to
do this.
Go to your iPad and download the app and put the app under the page.
Oh, my God, that's right. Like, you'd have to download an app to do
this.
What?
How do you?
That's
it didn't
stupid.
Work.
You know,
I don't know what to make of it. I think it's just about, it's like a creative department had a little too much time on their hands.
It's the same people who probably put the Android phone in Entertainment Weekly magazine. You saw that.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
So weird.
It's an actual Android. So
that is actually cooler, because then people at least have something they could take apart.
Well, I don't think, they didn't tell you it was an Android phone. It was only because somebody, I think Lance Ulanoff at Mashable, tore it up and said, oh, wow, this is a phone. So the whole idea was you're turning the pages of your magazine. And by the way, only 1,000 of these ever came out, and it was in Southern California. But you're turning the pages of the magazine, and all of a sudden there's a screen on the page, and it's got a little ad, and then it live tweets. And because it was a phone with 3G data and everything.
On
but you
TNC,
wouldn't know that.
We called it the golden Android.
Yeah.
I've got a golden Android.
It is. It's,
I've got a
like
golden
Willy
Android
Wonka.
In my Mac. 1,000. That'd be fun.
It would be.
Even, you know,
I think
even an Android,
yeah,
I'd like it.
Now, if they did see, forget this. Where I got to download the app?
Because I've got a golden iPhone.
Put
now that
an
would be
iPad
a
or an iPhone in the Entertainment Weekly, and I'll buy the magazine.
Just slip an iPad into Entertainment Weekly.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe
you'll
that's
never
why,
know that
maybe
it's there.
That's what the iPad Mini's for.
For giveaways.
Giveaways.
For golden tickets.
It's going to be so inexpensive that they could actually put those in a magazine.
That's right. Yeah, Wi-Fi only. It'll be like
a
buck,
okay.
Right?
Right.
Hey, so Rock Melt for iPad came out last night.
Yeah, I saw that. Wait, have you? I liked Rock Melt on the desktop because it was a social browser.
But you didn't
browser.
Stay with it,
didn't
did you?
Stay with it. Went back to Chrome.
And that's the problem that I, even though the iPad app it looks different. I've got it up right now. I'm actually looking at a variety of articles that not only draw from topics that I
wait
have
a minute.
Told so that, Rockmill I'm
that's not a page
in.
With those articles. It's a page with multiple pages.
Well, it's a snapshot of stories that I might be interested in. For example, Jason Lockwood shared something from Autoball Green about lithium-ion batteries. Oh. I can go ahead and say, all right, well, I'm interested in actually seeing this article. It'll go ahead and pop open. Now, if I want to see it full screen from the originating source, I go ahead and hit the glasses.
So it's almost like a feed reader.
It is very much like that. I can say something like, ooh, want. Yeah, this is something I want. And then it'll show up in
Pinterest.
My friends' feeds of people who are following me, so saying, Sarah is really interested in this article. If I hit the upper right-hand arrow here, I can go ahead and share it with a group of people. I can add a comment.
Hmm.
I can decide to follow Jason. Is it Jason Lockwood or is it Auto Feed Blog? I don't know who I'm actually following there. Or I can move it to the sidebar, meaning I actually save this article for later. Now, if there's an article that, let's say, okay, it's, you know, this is some Google, Apple, Microsoft, something article, and I'm like, this looks cool, but I just don't have time to read this right now, I can save it to my sidebar in real time, just how I did that. Alex Rodriguez, okay, there's a Yankee story, I want to save that for later. Go ahead and add that to my sidebar for reading later. It would be nice if I had some sort of a way to do that without actually opening the article.
Oh, look.
But I don't seem to.
Yeah.
Now, if you're like, okay, well, how do you have all these articles in here to begin with? Isn't this a browser? Yeah, I mean, it is. It is a browser. If I search Leo Laporte,
but, yeah,
then
I get
some...
It's kind of mischaracterizing it, calling
results
it a browser.
For you, but it's like, I don't like this.
It's not exactly a browser. Then if you open one of those, does it open it as a page? It does.
It opens it as a
web
Google
page.
Results.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, I just don't know that I would use Rockmelt for regular browser stuff. But the folks at Rockmelt said, you know what we noticed from all of the data that we were able to glean from people who are using our Chrome and Firefox and IE versions is that you're not really typing in URLs and you're not really doing traditional searches. It was more of this social discovery stuff. So that's where these areas come in. So, for example, okay, I've got people that I'm friends with because I've connected my Facebook account. You can also connect your Twitter account. Some people will have problems with one or both of those, but that's I connected with Facebook. So I'm seeing a lot of my Facebook friends
right.
who are liking things show up in here. But I can also just browse by category. I can browse by, you know, foodie, for example. This is all a bunch of food stuff from a variety of sources. Now, if I, for some reason, I've got a big problem with Serious Eats, I don't, but if I did, I could go ahead and say, hide this story. I don't want to see that story anymore. Now, it doesn't hide Serious Eats. It just hides the story. But it helps Rockmelt know a little bit more about the kind of stuff that I like and don't like.
You know, the one thing that... So this is a mishmash of a bunch of different things. It's a feed reader.
Yeah.
It's a little Pinterest-y.
It's
kind of like
Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a Flipboard
But
component.
The one thing I really like... Yeah, it's a little Flipboard-y. One thing I really like is when you want to share an article, instead of just saying like... You could do LOL, want, WTF, AWW, aw, or hmm.
Yeah, remember I said
I like
want
that.
For the batteries. That's very BuzzFeedy.
I like that.
That's a BuzzFeedy thing.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
How does that get interpreted, though, when you go to Facebook, you can only like?
Well, if you are following me on Rockmelt, that story about the lithium-ion batteries
up.
Will pop up in your feed and said, Sarah said want. So you're, you know, that much more likely to not only know how I feel about the story, but then to read it and to continue sharing. You know, I like this, but...
Would you use it is really the question.
I feel like, and you've got notifications area. This is probably just people who have decided to follow me. Yes,
right.
Which is great. Leo joined Rockmelt and started following you. I'm a follow back because I am a follow back girl.
I ain't no follow back girl.
No, I am.
I am a follow back, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I
a few
ain't
times
no
you've been around
back.
That track.
Yeah.
So that's Rockmelt. I don't know. It's cool. But it's not, you know, I'm not going to use it in a week. Let's be honest. I like Flipboard.
I love
this
Flipboard.
This is different. This
I like
different.
The sharing on this, though.
Yeah. I don't want to be dismissive. It is completely free. It's easy to sign up. I don't have a problem with it. I guess I feel like it's a little busy. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. This is a pivot, actually, for this company, because the browser that they made really was more like a browser with some social elements, and I think it just didn't go anywhere. And that was a year or two ago. That's been a while.
It got a lot of attention.
I invited you.
Did you?
Yes.
It was fun. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I just went back to the old way of browsing.
And I wonder if this
very
is
hard to make a browser
way.
That, you know, is reimagined.
Yeah.
Hey, so another iPad app that went live today is The Magazine by Marco Arment, founder of Instapaper.
It's the magazine?
Well, that's what he's calling the app.
What is it?
It is a magazine. This is going to be a twice monthly app that is updated with four articles in each issue. Now, it's not free. It's once a month you will be charged $1.99 subscription fee. So you can kind of think of that as a dollar an issue because you get two issues a month. Each issue will have four articles. Now, he is very prolific on the web with
these
know,
are
like,
his
opinions.
Articles.
They're in the first issue. I'll go ahead and open it now. Where are you?
Very interested because I love Marco.
Yeah, me too. It looks beautiful. He designed the whole thing. I mean, it's like, I don't know how he has time to do anything. Here is the first issue. There's an article called Fireballed by Guy English, Baseball Misfits by Jason Snell, Alone Together Again by Alex Payne, Stables and Volatiles. So these are tech, and he says in his foreword, he tries to say, here's what this
says
is.
Says it's for geeks like us.
It's for geeks like us. But he says, you know, there's so many aspects of, for example, you could write a great article about baseball that has some sort of a spin that a tech person or a geeky
as Jason
person,
Snell did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would be perfect in here because it's the culture. It's the culture around people who like technology and like things that relate to technology in some way. So it's, you know, it's kind of that enthusiast spin. He also says, by the way, he just tweeted like a minute ago that the magazine is number one in the newsstand right now, even ahead of the New York Times, because this goes into
so
your
it's a newsstand. App.
Yeah. Treat it like a magazine. He also says, I will do this for 2 months, and if I am not making a profit by then, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's not worth it to me. Well, I don't know if it's not worth it to him.
So
it's not worth his time.
Curating it.
Yes, but he might also have his own articles in a future issue because he does do a lot of writing. So this would be a good place for something that he's like, well, you know, my time and effort is valuable, and if you also think that it's valuable, you'd pay me a couple bucks a month to read this great stuff. He's also said this isn't going to be the kind of place where if Jason Snell wrote this great article called Baseball Misfits, it's printed in the magazine, that's where it has to be forevermore. I don't own the rights. Jason Snell can do whatever he wants after a certain period of time and publish that somewhere. He also says, I don't have a problem with older content if it's still good. I mean, it's better that it shows up here than just get buried in your blog, you know, two Septembers ago type of thing. Hmm. So what do you think? It's very nice. Somebody on TNT earlier, I don't want to say who, was like, you're kind of just paying to read somebody's blog. That's what it seems like to me. The thing is, though, is that you could also say, well, why do you have to pay for Instapaper when you can have the same functionality in another service? And people do pay for Instapaper, which is Marco's other company.
Yeah, but we add the articles to Instapaper. This is him.
Correct, but there are other ways to save articles to read later, is my point.
Yeah.
They don't all cost money, and people pay for Instapaper because they like the experience.
This really is just simply a curation model, and I always thought there would be more of this, to be honest. I always thought that what would be unique, that what would happen on the internet is that all information would be out there, and it kind of is true. And then instead of trying to read that all, what you would do is follow somebody that you liked and trusted, or maybe a number of people that you like to trust it, and let them pick stuff for you. That's kind of what Twitter has become. If you use Flipboard, that's what you're doing. And Marco is, in effect, saying, well, I could do that on my blog, and you could subscribe to my blog on Flipboard, but I want to control the user experience, so I'm going to offer you an app, and I want to make some money on it, so I'm going to offer you an app that I get paid by. The thing, I'm a big fan of the free and open web, and this is kind of walled garden again, but a paywall. But I don't have a problem with it. And if you're big, I guess it comes down to if you're a big Marco fan, if you like his thoughts, what he writes about, if you like his very interesting kind of take on things and
his very
and
opinionated
choices, then this will be great. If you read, listen to his podcast on 5x5 or read his blog, then this would be great. This is a Marco curated. It's not very many articles. You know,
it's four articles. It's eight
every
articles
other week.
A month.
But that may be a virtue because I mean
because
I get
it's
the
easy
New Yorker,
to keep up
I never,
with.
I never can keep up with
the New Yorker is so overwhelming. I mean, yeah. I wish I could say I read every week, cover to cover. But it's that's a
isn't
challenge.
This kind of just like a small New Yorker. I mean, that's what you when you buy the New Yorker, you're buying into the editor's choice of cartoons, articles, stories, and that's what you're buying. Mm-hmm. This is Marco's magazine, basically. He's
so
the editor.
Are you going to buy it?
Well,
you get
just,
7 days free, by the way.
I just
you can
did
read
the free
whole
trial,
first issue
so I'm going to read it
and see how it goes.
Yeah,
I
think not. But if you're a big fan,
I think that it all depends on if there's an article, and you know, in a few weeks when it's no longer free. And we've all decided we don't want to pay. And then someone's like, that was an amazing article. And they're referencing it. And it's not something that you can get to.
That's why I don't like it.
Although maybe that'll just turn people off that much more.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Hard to say. Hey, so we got a video tip from Paul Smith in Hiawassee, Georgia. I hope that's how you say it. That's a really cool name for a place to live in. He wants to show us how to speak emoji. You can.
Speak emoji.
Hello, Sarah and Leo. On a recent episode, the two of you had trouble identifying an emoji icon that was added in iOS 6.
Yes.
A great way to solve this problem is to go to Settings, scroll down to Accessibility, select Speak Selection, and turn it on.
It will say what an emoji is?
If there's an icon you can't identify, just select it and tap Speak.
Jack-o'-lantern, ghost, hotel, face throwing a kiss, cat.
That's
wow.
Love the show.
Now that is funny.
Wow.
Face, throwing a kiss.
Okay, there's a few emojis I want to pump into that and see where they are.
Right? I know, me too.
That's Wait, really interesting.
I don't know what my notes are going to be like. Oh, okay.
That's really okay. Funny. And is that, so here's my question. Yes, is this the official definition or is it Apple's definition? I mean, who decided?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's do something weird.
Well, there's one that we all want to know. What is it?
I chose it. Well, you mean the Russian?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. I would actually like to know about the... Some people say it's a Russian guy wearing a hat. Where is he? There he is. Some people say...
That's a Russian guy
it's
wearing
a gang
a hat.
Member.
No, it's a Russian guy.
Well, I don't know.
But ooh, how there, that one on the bottom there, the next to the alien and the fire. What is that?
Oh, the poop.
Shh.
Sorry.
What do you think it's going to say? Select all. I got to hear this. Did you turn the accessibility on? Or you have to speak it?
Two women holding hands. Person raising both hands in cheers. Swimmer. Guardsman. Unhappy. Turned sideways cat face. Smiling pile of poo.
Well, now we know.
That was the
it's
best
a smiling
thing
pile
I've ever done.
Of poo.
Smiling pile of poo. It's so descriptive.
Well, that's what I thought it was, but I thought that can't be.
The Russian was not a Russian.
No, he was a guardsman. So he was a British guardsman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We could do this all day, but we're not going to.
That's all I've ever wanted to know. And it is exactly what I thought it was, but I just thought, it can't possibly be.
Funny. Smiling pile of poo.
Smiling
that just happened.
Smiling pile of poo.
That just happened. I got another duh tip from Amir, who said, actually, he was watching The Tech Guy last week and said that you thought that you couldn't add custom labels to contacts and an iPad or something like that. I wasn't watching the show, so
yeah,
I have
we were
to
talking
assume.
To, yeah, go ahead. Show me how to do
All
that.
All right. So here's what Amir says. He says, go to your contacts.
Yep.
Go to a contact.
Yep.
Specifically.
Let me put one that doesn't have a phone number here. Okay. Yep.
Now go
edit.
Tap edit.
Yep.
Now, on one of the labels that already exists,
oh, you could change.
It. Tap the label.
Okay.
Well, no, yeah.
Let's say email.
Just tap it.
I'm tapping.
You're tapping too many times.
Once?
Calm down.
No, that's a ringtone.
Go tap on. Yeah,
oh,
there you
okay.
Go. Now
yeah.
You say custom.
Where's that?
Add custom label.
You see that somewhere?
Well.
I don't see it.
Well, which one did you tap on?
Phone label.
So tap on email.
Okay, email.
Oh, you know, I just did this.
Yeah, I never found add custom label, but if it says that, then
no,
I'll believe
no.
You.
No, I had this. Hold on a second. Where's my freaking contact?
Smiling pile of poo.
Smiling pile of poo. Okay, so if I'm using laporte@gmail.com, right? This is just one of your many weird contacts that I have in here. And I go ahead and say edit. So I go into the edit area, and then I go ahead and type home. Look, I can add a custom label, and I can say fire and poo. That's what Leo is.
Okay, there you go.
And then
go.
I add
That's
the information for...
So
I could say anything I wanted. You probably wouldn't use an emoji in that situation.
That's
but good.
That seems a little bit long-winded, and you already have to have something in there.
But you can do it.
But you can do it.
If there's for some reason you're like, I hate the mobile,
and then try to sync
phone.
It and see what happens. The reason we were doing that is somebody had called and said, I have a, I can't remember what they were using. I think Google Contacts, and I have custom fields. How can I add those custom fields to Apple? And I thought you could not. And I don't know if you can without doing this. And I think it's on a page by page basis.
Yeah, kind of clunky. Yeah. It's going to take a while, but it can be done if that's something that you were wanting. It's in there. Reminder that we love hearing from all of you. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Or you can always send us a video. It's very, very, very much appreciated. Will Smith,
love it.
You are the video winner of the day, and your baby is really cute. I hope that's your baby.
That's
I hope
cute,
you at least know whose baby that
that's
is.
That's a cute. I don't care if you know who that is. Just put, I want that
more
baby,
cute,
and I'm going to put
chubby
that
little
on
babies. Little chubby baby.
Choke out babies.
So, babies. I'm going to put my app cap on while you tell all the good people at home
how to watch TV. Like, say you're
like a
I don't
pro.
Know. Say there's a big baseball game
like
going
a boss.
On, and you really would love, gosh, you would really love to watch that baseball game, but you're in line at the DMV. How could you do that? Well, take your iPad with you and your Slingbox. Oh, you don't have Slingbox at home? Well, first thing you got to do is get your Slingbox at home. The new Slingboxes are here, by the way. Go to the Slingbox pages. Let's see if they've got the new Slingboxes up on the Slingbox page. So, you see, I have my DVR here, and I can watch. Yep, there they are, the Slingbox 350. And look at the new Slingbox 500. Ooh, is that sweet looking. So here's the thing. You take this home, and you attach it to your home theater system, your DVR, your cable, your satellite box, and your internet. And then you hit the road, because now on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, your desktop, you can watch your home TV system anywhere. Even in line at the DMV or at the ball game itself. Let's say you went to the ball game and you wanted to see the instant replay. You can watch your TV anywhere you go. It's a really cool gadget. The new Slingboxes, you got to check them out at slingbox.com/twit. They're now the quality is even better. Super high def, really good looking. And you can also pick one up at Amazon or Best Buy. Slingbox.com/twit. You know, I feel bad. I should have had Giants caps for the show.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we've got more time in the season to wear them now.
But look what I have.
You're... I think I said Heisenberg last time, but now I see the feather.
The feather should...
I didn't see the feather before.
The feather ruins it. The feather ruins it, because it isn't very Heisenberg-y.
No, not the feather.
You saw this before?
I thought you wore it once, didn't you?
No.
This is
new? So we were talking, and I think I was wearing the other one.
No, there's a different hat. Yeah, because it's a straight one.
Right. And I we said, "What? I want that hat the guy wears in Breaking Bad." And we didn't know what it was. And the chat room said, that's a pork pie hat. So I went online, and this is a pork pie hat made by Bailey of Hollywood.
Somehow it looks different on you.
If I shaved my head,
you probably just need to shave your head and just stop being nice.
I want to be Heisenberg for Halloween.
So does everybody.
And instead
else.
Of saying trick or treat, I'm gonna say, "What's my name?"
What's my name? Say it.
Say it.
Hey,
I like this hat. This is worn by jazz musicians, hipsters.
Oh, it's very hip.
My head is too
is
big, really, to pull
hip.
This off. I think.
Well, it.
So is yours, though.
Yeah.
Wait, let's trade.
Okay.
See how that you have a smaller head. Maybe it'll work better for you.
A very big brain, though. No, this isn't
look like
work
a
at
choo-choo
all.
Engineer. Now, see, it works for you.
Well, see, but I have a.
It's cute on you. Look, see, doesn't that work? It really is cute on you. It really
know.
Is cute. And this
I'm
is cute
bald.
On me.
Got a bun in. Yeah, you look great. See, I picked that because I thought it was going to be. I was going to be all stripes. But fine. I'm going to be a. Yeah.
You'll be all stripes. I think that matches your outfit better than this.
Yeah. No, this
matches
is great.
My outfit.
It kind of, I don't quite know how, it's very Dr. Seussy, but I like it.
I like it too.
Hey, so this is the part of the show where Leo and I put on hats and talk about one app of the week that we love.
It's our App Cap Award.
It's our App Cap Awards. Now, can't really whistle. My app cap, I have to say right off the bat, we have talked about this in the past. We have talked about this app before, but it did get a big design update, and I love it, and I feel like it's deserving of an app cap this go-around, because it's been a while, and that is Fab.
Oh, you're back to that, are you?
What do you mean?
I bought something from Fancy the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Remember how much you made fun of me?
I did.
You were like, what is it?
I bought a really cute doggy dish with bamboo.
And you bought a cute doggy dish for little Ozzy?
Yeah.
Oh, little Ozzy.
It's in there. It's in the other room.
Fancy.
Would you get me my my Fancy doggy dish? Now, is Fab and Fancy... No, it's in Lisa's office. Fab and Fancy are not related, but they're similar, aren't they? The idea is they're curated collections of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Fab is 100% curated, though.
What's Fancy?
Well, that's another story.
Okay, so this is Fab.
This is Fab. What this is it's a company who works with directly with vendors to get great products that people will like. Now, I will say off the top, a lot of the stuff is beyond my budget and possibly beyond yours too.
I think it's drool worthy. I think that's the point of this.
Some of it is really affordable though.
These were like $35.
That's really cute.
It's like a bamboo stand and the pet dishes.
Because the bamboo can help keep the price down. Bamboo can be very affordable.
I love bamboo. And then Ozzy doesn't have to bend over to eat. He goes.
They say that about the little animals. Yeah.
And it's right there at his. He just kind of.
My cats would love that because they like to eat together. But then where I put the water bowl. I don't give it to me. I'm not going to use it.
Okay. We have a gift to open later, by the way.
Yeah,
we forgot to open our gift.
I know. That's true. We should. But okay, so for example, look. You talked about doggy dishes. There are some other dishes on Fab right now. This looks like, more stuff for humans.
Ooh. No. I like cookware. I'm a big cookware fanatic.
Cool cookware fan.
Yeah.
Single serve dish, $12.25. This is like all
now, can you buy it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a, because I've bought stuff on Fab already.
You already have a Fab account.
There's a production meeting pretty soon. I do, so if I go ahead and add that to my cart. I've got 20 minutes because it's one of these flash sale type things. That's how they say, hey.
But $10 is very affordable, unless that's the size of a dime.
Well, I think it's actually pretty small. But again, for stuff that's of good quality, if I wanted to, let's go into something.
You've bought a lot of stuff from them?
You know, I do a lot more looking than I do buying.
I think that's what a lot of this is.
But it's almost like you're searching for the great.
Perfect.
Because a lot of the stuff is very eclectic.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen these chairs before.
And your experience has been, though, that this stuff is really good.
Yeah. I think actually that's why Fab succeeds or has so far, because it's really popular.
Sure. That's key.
Is that these are cool products that are hard to find other places. So you really like hanging out on Fab enough to check them out. There's, some social elements too, as far as what my friends are buying. There's a live feed so I can just sort of see what's popular right now. Like that owl print, is this a print?
That's beautiful.
I want that thing. Yeah, that's so cool.
$19.50, very affordable.
Isn't that neat? Yeah, exactly. $20 bucks, less than that. Or I can see what my friends particularly are buying on Fab. That's because I connected with
my Facebook friends.
I had turned it off for a little while because I wasn't really active.
Well, you were buying a lot of condoms.
Well, no, actually, that's not anything I've ever seen on Fab. But don't listen to him. Don't sabotage my app cap.
Sorry.
I'll make your life.
I have no filter.
Suck.
Yeah. You already have. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anyway, that's Fab. It's completely free. It's free to browse. These are some of the. Some of the sales that are
ending. It's a catalog, basically.
It's totally a catalog. Yeah. I just think that, and I know it's online shopping and, that it's free to look, but it's never free to buy. That's 100% true. But they've just got great stuff. I love this bike. I am never going to buy it.
Ooh, I like the blue tires with the red frame.
Yeah, it's just
very affordable. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good quality bike, but.
This is just, I mean, the iPad
I'm not
is
sure I'd buy a bike online.
This.
Wouldn't you want to? Like, sit on it and make sure it, I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe you're familiar with the brand already.
Right.
Right. I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's great. I mean,
all right,
shoes,
I'll put it back on.
You've got to give it a go. What's interesting about this is the design is just better. They had not too long ago overhauled their web design.
How much
completely.
Is that cat?
It's a shop for cats.
Oh.
How much is that kitty shop?
They don't sell
cats. I've actually been eyeing this for a while now.
What's that?
The Skyscraper.
It's a little house.
In the shape of Chicago. It's $150.
I'm sure MG wouldn't mind having that in the living room.
He would love it. You have no idea what a cat person he has become. It's a little out of control.
Is he really a cat person?
Totally.
Then? Oh, good.
He's as bad as I am, and I'm bad.
That's good.
Thank goodness we found each other.
Yeah.
Because
was he a cat person before he met you?
No. Never had one. Just didn't.
Now loves him.
Loves our cats anyway. Mm. I don't know about other ones. Hey, so that's mine. Fab.com, completely free. You can also enjoy Fab online. But that's the app.
Yeah, and
I get
fancy emails, and that's actually how they sucker me, because I see it in my email. It's got colorful.
See, I turn off notifications for everything.
You should, yeah.
Because I can't.
It's just too much.
I don't like email notifications ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I know about something, I will keep going back. I go back to Jet Setter all the time. I go to Fab all the time. There are certain shopping sites that I don't always buy, but I am always going back to, because it's a good experience.
It's fun to dream.
Yeah.
To dream.
It's fun to dream.
Of cats.
Dream a little dream.
So I dream of donuts.
So do I.
Donuts. This is not a new app, but it's been recently updated. Colin Weir told me about it, I think, ages ago. It is the Simpsons Tap Out. Now, remember, I had a bad Wii Rule addiction.
Yes,
and
you did.
This is basically Wii Rule with the Simpsons in it.
But that's already better.
It's much better. They say funny things happen. It's free because, of course, they hope that you'll do the in-app purchase, because there's a lot of premiums. Now, don't mock my small... So what happens? The plot is that Homer Simpson has been playing with his iPad. He calls it a MyPad too much, and he accidentally lets the plant destroy Springfield, so that you have to rebuild the town. And so far, I've just started. So
job mediocrely done.
Oh, Homer has completed a well-earned nap, so I can collect some money and experience points. Now I can tap on Homer and give him another job. Play with his MyPad. That's only 45 seconds. So this is like crops in Wii Rule, right? It can break into the brown house and watch TV. Shop at the Quickie Mart. Apu is in there, by the way. So oversleep for a power nap for 4 hours. Lounge in the pool for 6 hours. Or watch the Monkey Trauma Center Marathon for 24 hours. I think I'm just going to have him play with his MyPad for a little bit.
All right.
There's Cletus. Now, Cletus lives in this kind of hovel. I can raise... He has crops. I raised triffids the other day and ended the world. Now, I'm going to have him whittle for an hour. So he's going to whittle. So you collect money. It's donut-based economy. And, of course, you can buy more donuts. That's where the money comes in. They give you quests. In theory, I guess you can have donuts from other people, you know, from doing things. You can also go to other people's Springfields. I'll show you. You want to see a nice Springfield. Well, anybody's is nicer than mine. This is Brian Hogg of Hogworks. Springfield, and he's got the power plant. He's obviously got Moe's. Now, what you do when you visit is you vandalize their places. So I'm going to spray paint Moe's. I love that. What else can I do? I can visit the Gulpin Brow and make a little bit of money. Look, he's got a prison. He's got the wonderful Springfield tire yard. It's been burning since 1928. So you visit their place and you wander around.
Do you think that you have to be a big Simpsons fan to appreciate this?
No, it's pretty addictive. But of course, if you are a Simpsons fan,
then it's all just way better.
It's really great. All the characters, you collect the characters, so you have to build their house, and then they start to appear in it.
Woo! Quitting time.
they talk. I wish Marge was back. So his wife. We haven't got his wife back. So. I'm going to see he's probably going to give me a quest. And, made with USDA letter graded beef part one, build a Krusty Burger. So, do I have enough money to build a Krusty Burger? I don't know. Let's see. Oh, I think I do. So I can now have a little fast food joint here. And we'll just build that right. I should build it somewhere, not quite across the street from a residential area. But there's Apu. Yeah. So you get the idea. He can pray to Ganesh. Feed the octuplets, do a 4-hour or 8-hour shift at the Quickie Mart, you know, that kind of thing. So I'll just have
all right. Who needs my name's Ned Flanders.
This is way too much addiction and fun.
Oh, my goodness. I just kicked Ozzy's dish. Forgot it was down there.
I thought
there.
That was the game.
Right? I was that's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
This sounds just like it's in the game. Anyway, this is the Simpsons Tap Out. It's very fun. It's right now the Halloween stuff is in there. There's zombies that you squish and stuff like that. This is the cemetery, and there's a pet cemetery, too. Free, but in-app purchases could really cost you. In fact, I just have to show you this.
Well, that's the whole thing with Wii Rules. You had to stop.
Right, because I was spending money. So you can, the donuts are the currency. You could buy a dozen donuts for $1.99. If you're really crazy, $100 will get you 2,400, a boatload of donuts. I guarantee you, after seeing some of these people's Springfields, these people are buying donuts. They probably spent hundreds of dollars on this silly game.
Well, good for them.
If you want to visit my Springfield, I'm Chief Twit.
That's what you always are, right?
Should we open the box?
Yes, let's open the box quickly, because, you know, it's been a long show.
And they have the original voices in it.
That was you.
It's kind of a nice sound.
What right. A day this has been.
They've given me a sharp knife.
Yeah, and it was over here in the chair. You're apparently sitting on it.
It's green. Your hand is right next to it, Leo.
I could see it on TV.
There you go.
That's where TV really comes in handy.
Right. Yeah.
As seen on TV.
I hope it's not a head.
Okay, so John texted us and said, don't open that on the air, because what if...
What if it's a
Mr. David Hahn
skull.
Of Folsom, Pennsylvania, instead of sending us something exciting and cool from Pennsylvania...
It's a person.
...sent us his Aunt Judy's head because he never liked her. And, you know...
I think it would be heavier.
It's pretty heavy.
I think
it's a beverage. It's for the Twit crew.
It's
now,
orange!
You remember that Dr. Mom sent us Spanish stuff some time ago.
Sure did, and we all went
it says,
crazy.
Don't be scared, it's just me. Thanks for the show's Dave Hahn. And it's a bunch of Pennsylvania Dutch...
No way.
No, it's not, but I'll give you a tasty cake.
Baked pies!
These are... Pennsylvania classics. Here's a box of Raisinets. I didn't know that Philly was... Is Philly famous for Raisinets? I was throwing it at Colin because he's quitting us to go back to Philly.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Don't give him that.
Raisinets for everyone.
Sorry,
Carson. I didn't mean to.
Okay, you know what? We're going to wrap up the show. Thanks, everybody, for watching this episode of iPad Today.
You want some pretzels?
We're going to go a little sugar crazy. And
Wait a minute.
You know what? If you can't control yourself, you're going to have to take off the hat. Give me that. Give me peach.
Is that your favorite?
I don't know. Never had it yet.
Oh, tasty
cakes are
the best.
I got an apple and I got a peach. I'm good to go. Oh. See you next time. I will be here next week with a surprise co-host because Leo Laporte will be at a Madonna show.
You know who's going to be the most surprised?
In Denver.
She is.
Yeah. What?
Because you don't know who it is yet.
That's right. I don't either.
It's not a surprise.
You reminded me that I need to find a new co-host next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Oh. Whoa.